The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome back, you sick fucks. This is another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Yeah. We're bringing the sexy. We're bringing the gooey.
The gooey nights.
The gooey nights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think we have the perfect thing to get you all nice and gooey.
But before
we get gooey, we're going to go ahead and knock out who's on this panel real quick so we can just dig right into it.
I like how you get right away with who's on the panel. Not like GUI where it's like 25 minutes into the episode.
Because I'm trying to get balls deep in this episode. So in order to do that, we got to get everyone involved.
Fair,
so
fair.
To my right, we've got the purveyor of the Geeks Under the Influence Network. We are co-hosts on the Geeks Under the Influence podcast. And he is also the runner of Smack My Pitch Up and Booze Clues. And he runs trivia throughout Richmond, Virginia. This is Mike Hobbit Bickett.
What's up?
Yeah.
I do have another show that I'm working on currently that will hopefully be dropping sometime either tail end of the year or the beginning of next year.
Yeah, plug that shit.
Yeah, well, I want to keep it just as like a plug that something's in the works, you know.
Yeah,
you know, getting people's junks tingling a little bit.
Right now he's edging. And then eventually
right
it'll just come. It'll,
yeah. You
know, it's fine. So, to his right, and actually in the line of fire, is is Tori.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And you got some shenanigans going on, some good stuff, some fun.
Yeah, I'm going to be on a late night comedy showcase, like a late night snack at Sticky Rice on December 8th.
Nice.
Fuck yes. Awesome.
Hell yeah.
You were just recently on Booze Clues.
I was on Blues Clues.
I know.
That's the cocaine thing again.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Booze Clues.
Booze Clues. You were brilliant on Booze Clues.
Thank you so much.
Personally believe that is maybe the funniest show that we've done.
That is really sweet because I felt really out of place talking about Jesus, but...
No, there were a few rocks that you threw super hard, almost like you were throwing it at a woman that recently got divorced in the Bible.
Jesus!
We were talking about like Jesus elbow dropping a cop, and you're like, just like David the real Jesus, like really solid shit, like
literally all I know about Jesus. I don't.
Yeah, that he really likes women getting hurt. Like apparently, I think when we discovered. From that episode.
It actually happened, you guys. We need to learn about it.
Well, didn't he actually kneel down and help clean Mary Magdalene's wounds, though? Isn't that like part of the thing?
No, he washed her feet because he had a feet thing.
Oh, so he liked
to sucked her toes.
He liked her to make the little wedge thing with the feet and go to town. Is that what Jesus liked?
Yeah, Jesus, it's like he washed her feet with his mouth.
I feel like 70% of what I know about like God and stuff is from the show Supernatural. So
I feel you on that.
Right?
I feel you on that. Yep. Fair.
If the Bible was accurate, then there would be like 20 minutes of foot worship during Christian ceremony, during church and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
is that where it comes from?
The man who just had a revelation and is still questioning everything.
Bitch, I was raised in Lynchburg.
To the right of Tori, we have Will McCobb.
Hey.
Great intros there.
Is that a joke about possibly having a foot fetish?
I'm dropping fire. I can't help when I'm working with
you. Yeah, and the person dropping fire is the host of GUI Nights, the co-host of Geeks Under the Influence, Mr. Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
What is up, everybody? And I also co-host...
Have a foot fetish.
Run. I do not. I fucking hate feet. They are fucking disgusting. If people like,
yeah. Also,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, I hate feet, dude. Feet are so gross.
Trigger.
Co-host as well of From the Mouths of Madness.
That is right. The all horror, all the time podcast under the network.
Yeah, newest show on the network currently.
Currently.
Yeah.
Not for long, but currently. I'm gonna ride that until I'm not. Then the newest show under the network.
I had to change shit on Booze Clues like recently that I realized on this website it still said like newest. Show on the it hasn't been for like 2 months, man. Get that off.
Get with the times, Hobbit.
Oh man,
he's trying.
So many plates to spin.
Yeah, it's seriously, and
so many networks to stream.
Thankfully, there's airplane glue because we drop a lot of those plates. Yeah. But we managed to put them back
we
together.
We put them back together, yeah.
That's how that works. So, last time you heard from us, the Geeks Own the Influence, we were talking about the streaming wars. Disney
yes.
Plus. Disney Plus has just dropped in the last couple of weeks, which stirred up a whole bunch of controversy in the universe, actually.
Absolutely.
Because Disney Plus actually crushed the numbers in opening day that all other the three main ones combined got more numbers. Disney Plus got more numbers than Amazon, Hulu, and Netflix streaming on launch date combined. And crush that shit.
Now, that's a little unfair, though. That is unfair.
It really is.
Because
but they still
you're
did
looking
it,
at
though.
Hulu and Netflix especially, like, they dropped when people were like, what is this streaming thing I don't understand?
You True. Mean I ain't got to go to Blockbuster and get my movie no more?
It just
comes... wait on it in the mail?
It just comes
goofy?
Right... It just comes right to my picture movie, too?
It's like The Walking Dead season premiere was more viewers than Full House season premiere. It's just, it doesn't make,
well,
you
that,
know
that,
what I mean?
Well,
like,
well, that's like a 20-year stretch.
All right, fair. All right.
Yeah, hold on.
The Walking Dead season premiere was more than...
Supernatural season premiere. There you go.
Supernatural.
Okay, well, Netflix dropped in 2007, I think is when they started doing the actual streaming service. So we're talking about... 12 years difference.
No, I get it.
Killed Blockbuster.
It also goes into part of the fact that there was a giant art. There was like a giant news. It was a media storm of like, oh, they're doing so well, but it's like you're comparing it to shit that happened 15 years, like 12 to 15 years
exactly.
ago. Fuck off. Yeah, that's kind of where I was leaning with that.
Right.
We totally forgot to mention how Blockbuster could have bought Netflix for what was it?
Oh, $50 million.
$50 million.
In 2000.
How much had those motherfuckers made now,
in 2000, they were approached by Netflix. They didn't even approach Netflix. Netflix approached them and went, yo, we've got this online delivery service thing that we're doing. You should totally buy us for $50 million. And Blockbuster went, online. Internet's a trend. It's a fad. It'll get out of the way. Like, it's not going to work. And just totally brush them off. And then...
Fuck you, boomer.
Yeah, exactly.
Boomer.
Also, the guy who was trying this on Netflix is probably like, oh, yeah, he's sitting on his fucking... one of his, like, 15 yachts. Like, I'm good.
Like, I'm glad I didn't sell that for 50 mil.
He's got a yacht for every day of the week.
Yeah, no shit.
I'm on Tuesday.
Each of those costs 50 mil.
Yeah, right?
I also think that's funny because later when Blockbuster was dying, they're like, oh, we send DVDs in the mail too now, guys.
I remember that.
Will and I both worked in the era of the movie delivery stuff.
They were trying to copy... the thing they passed on.
Oh, it was awful. And then there were like fulfillment centers customers didn't get it. And there was certain
You could get at first. It was like for every movie that you get online and you turn it into the store, then you get a free rental in the store. And it's like really good fucking deal. It was like 6 movies a week that you could rent for and it was dirt cheap.
Oh,
and they were
trying
to like overplay and then it wasn't getting any traction. So they kept like reducing it where it's just like three movies at a time in the mail for like $2,000 and then you don't get anything in the store.
Oh yeah.
No. You get a coupon sometimes and it just ruined it and it just started tanking super hard and they had all these loose DVDs that we had to destroy a lot of them because
it was a fucking disaster.
Yeah,
they were just
everywhere. So
they were everywhere. We had specific employees at first that were supposed to be fulfillment employees and that's all they did. And then, of course, because Netflix was destroying Blockbuster, you had to start training them to do other things, and they weren't good at it.
So, all right, so you two were actually in the heart of the decline of the hard copy store. Yeah, exactly.
This is like in Star Wars, like you were in the streaming wars.
You guys saw the B&M become non-exist basically. That brick and mortar was just gone.
So you knew my father. He also fought in the streaming wars.
There is the lone Blockbuster.
There
in Alaska or the whatever the fuck it is. Yeah.
No, that it's not Alaska anymore. It's like a Midwestern state, I think.
It was featured in Captain Marvel.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was the Alaska one that closed.
The Alaska one closed, but there's one more.
It's like Oklahoma or something.
Yeah,
Oregon. Something like that. Yeah.
I thought the last one was the one in Captain
Marvel. But apparently
Marvel.
They do very well.
Yeah, the last one is the Captain Marvel one. That's not in Alaska. That's in like Oklahoma or
something. It also helps
shit.
That it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would say.
It's not in Chicago.
We don't get the internet.
Newfangled internet service that you folks are talking about.
Interwebs.
Them interwebs.
They're like, we get new sign-ups every day. Devil.
It's fine. I understand that all it brings is fake news, so it's better that our community does not have to deal with it.
We understand Epstein hung himself.
I want to be... Oh.
Well done.
Oh, no.
I want to be fair to our Midwestern listeners, though, because there are people that live like 15 minutes outside of Richmond that still don't have internet.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
That is fair, yeah.
So... And you guys actually are in the middle of bumfuck Tremors country. And
Tremors country, yeah.
You don't. I get why you don't have internet. Nobody wants to come out there and dig the fucking lines to give you internet. Tremors.
Well, we ain't sure if we go raise up tremors or sandworms either way.
Sandworms.
It might be some shit out of Dune. We don't know.
The spice. The spice is mine.
Is it Dune or Beetlejuice?
Dune or Beetlejuice. It's one of them.
I ain't fucking with either of them.
Is it two-toned or one color? That's how we know.
So,
the Midwest sounds rad as shit now. I wouldn't move there.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of fucking under, like, giant worms.
And they have
an actual Blockbuster. There's like aficionados of Blockbusters just moved to that town to be near the last Blockbuster. Like,
there ain't no
laws. You have to ride a sandworm to get to the Blockbuster.
That's actually... Now this sounds even better. Like, I'm so fucking in. Late fee is a killing word.
Late fee is a killing word. Oh. Fuck me.
Lowdown, I see you raising your hand over here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to just kind of go in. So
you got something you want to say.
We kind of touched on where the future of the streaming wars lies. And... it's whoever carries the spice, and the spice would be the pornography.
The Spice Channel.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
So this comes to say, like, who would... So it's kind of like the video store that had the porn section ultimately was some, like, that, you know...
Stuck around longer.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Because they had a porn section. Quiet, so what streaming service... Because let's
VHS
face,
and Betamax.
We can all go online, and we can get our free 5 minutes of porn, but... Who's going to have the full-length movies where it's just like, you know, whatever the fuck you want, and who's going to open it up for that?
It's not going to be as simple as that, I think, because there are so many different varieties of pornography. You even look back into the days of the magazine. Different magazines had different kind of tonalities to it. Like, Disney Plus is going to take on Playboy.
Right.
Right? That's the tasteful one. It's got really good articles. You know,
they don't even go nude anymore.
Then you've got, like, Penthouse
thing.
That's, like, definitely dirtier, but it's still, like, got a little bit of a, you know, a line that it does not cross. And
then
you got Hustler.
Then you've got, like, Hustler. Flint. And Hustler is just, like, fucking... That's
barely legal in that bitch.
Shudder's gonna pick up Hustler. Yeah, for sure.
No, Shudder's gonna pick up the fucking, like, Japanese torture porn.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not
for
a fair
sure.
description. Shudder's gonna pick up Japanese torture porn.
Who does all the
porn?
Art shit? Like, the old, what was the magazine? Wii magazine or whatever.
Oh, God.
The French porn.
What is, like, Turner Classic Movie going to put out a porn streaming service?
Wait,
porn?
Does IFC have a streaming service?
Wait, wasn't that in Back to the Future, like, Wii magazine? Wasn't that what he's looking at? Like, and he's just like...
Probably.
Oh, I thought it was like Wii. It was just Wii.
It was actually called Wii Magazine.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah.
It was Wii Magazine, okay.
It was an old, like, French porn company.
But yeah, I mean, don't all those sites have their own sign-up thing? Like YouPorn, RedTube, like, it's like,
I don't think they have the apps, though.
They don't have, well, no, none of them have apps.
It's just when you go to the website, you can log in, but, like, who's going to have, like,
through an
app?
You can go through your TV and look.
Like, there's many, like kink.com, they have, like, all these things where you sign up for this much money, like, a year, a month, and stuff, so it's just like there needs to be like a synchronized like
I feel like that's how you take down Disney.
And there isn't that.
If Pornhub
had
$6.99 a month streaming service to get everything like wide open and there were opportunities to put you could get that on Roku, you would see that 10 million subscriptions drop real hard on Disney and at least 50% of it would go over to Pornhub.
Now, what about Macabre here mentioned, what about Disney just latch onto that and have the NSFW 18 plus Disney Red or some form of
Disney Red, Disney Dark,
something? Oh, no. Yeah.
It would have to be
Dark
red.
Would be good for like the gothy.
No,
you know,
yeah,
porn.
Don't call it dark. That's
weird. It's just like just a stigma.
Disney needs to get away from jokes about that.
No.
You call them
Song of the Mouth now.
Yeah.
Premiering on RedTube.
Hey, how would you? So you know, people are like into hentai. No, so if Disney wanted to latch on to cartoons, would you do Disney animated?
You lead
animated?
Into the mythos of Disney and the tunnels underground, and you call it the Disney tunnels, and then you and you and
wait,
that's
don't
where
those
all
already
the,
exist.
They actually exist.
Yeah, yeah, and now it's just a bunch of like
it's just the
weird
underground
circle
shit.
Jerks yeah, against weird princess porn. Like, it's,
I was going to say, don't isn't there Disney animated porn kind of already?
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah, of
it's
course.
Coming
yeah.
on the snowman from Frozen, and then whoever finishes last has to eat the snowman.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say there's porn for practically everything at this fair point.
Enough. I did just see before we started recording that there is now, because of the Won't You Be My Neighbor movie with Tom Hanks, a Mr. Rogers porn that is dropping.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch America. Nice.
I'm not into
that.
I'm upset about that.
Don't do
that. I don't want to watch that.
No, I don't want to watch that.
It's Mr. Rogers.
No, don't do that. That's not nice.
Like, I wouldn't want to see a Happy Little Trees porn either. Like, these are things that should not be touched by, like, pornography.
Why did you even come up with that idea? You disgusting individual.
No, I didn't come up with that. Like, I literally, that is a thing that got made. No,
Happy Little Trees porn?
No, I don't know about that.
He's talking about the Happy Little Trees porn.
That, why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Happy Little BJs?
They're just mistakes. It's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe,
mistakes were made.
Maybe the gateway here is softcore. Maybe we start with softcore, because Showtime shows a lot of softcore.
Lord of the G-Strings,
I gotta say,
Spider Babe.
There's so many really good softcores that you're like, I
oh,
think
Misty
this
Monday
is
my
edited
shit.
Versions of like hardcore.
Oh, I love Misty Monday.
There was like one we saw where we were very convinced, my husband and I, that the porn stars did their own music for the softcore.
Yes.
Like there was a song and in the movie and it was like scrotum sack. That was the song.
Scrotum.
Yes.
And then there was another song in the movie that was like pussy pussy bang bang meow. That is a real movie. It exists. It's a softcore. It's fantastic. See, but maybe this is like the gateway.
Because softcores are never sexy. Like you
they're
don't
not,
watch softcore
funny.
Is like
awkward. You watch it for humor.
Yeah. No. Because it's funny.
No one watches it.
But I remember even as a teenager they were just so awkward. It was so awkward.
Yeah.
You know, right as Blockbuster was dying, they started getting into the softcore.
Oh, Pirates.
Pirates.
Mm. Yeah.
Where we had to tell everybody.
But
we're
it
like,
wasn't
nope,
the hardcore
nope.
version. It was the softcore version.
This mm-hmm. isn't have or does not have anything to do.
Johnny Depp is not in this movie. He just produced it.
Yeah, there's Johnny Depp and Johnny Deep or somebody totally different. All right.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Johnny Deep. Fucking
oh, but
Michael
J. Cox. They tried like at
yeah,
Michael J. Cox.
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Well, at least it's
back
got
to the
built-in. At least it's got a built-in fucking vibrator.
Oh no!
But wait, Cock Brown.
Cock Brown.
Yeah.
Michael J. Cox.
Yeah.
So Muff instead of Buff, Biff.
Oh, it's
yeah,
Biff.
So Biff. So
Biff.
I don't know. I got
Milf.
Milf.
No.
Biff. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Too much stretch.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said that.
I guess no. Bilf. I don't know.
Bilf.
Brother,
yeah.
I like to fuck. Ew. Oh.
No, bully.
Bully.
I'd like to fuck.
Bully.
I'd like to fuck.
Well, I thought of Milf as mom I'd like to fuck. So immediately you go to like the family member.
What about McFly? Like that needs to.
I think it could just stay.
You could stay McFly, yeah.
Just stay just McFly. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Fly?
McFly.
McFly, yeah.
Hey, McFly, it's down.
But in the weird makeout scene with his mom, it's just like, I'm your mom. And he's like, yeah. And then just hardcore fucking.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they fuck each other. And at the very end, she's like, that felt weird.
That felt like I was being fucked by my son.
It's okay, mommy.
That felt like my son just came on my face. Like,
and then pussy, pussy, bang, bang.
Pussy, pussy, bang, bang. Comes on.
Meow.
No. But that's a total play on another Disney movie is a Chi Chi Bang Bang. So pussy, pussy, bang, bang.
Pussy, pussy, bang, bang. Pussy, pussy, bang, bang. We love you.
And my pussy, pussy, bang, bang.
Pussy, pussy, bang, bang.
He loves us too. Holy shit.
We just came up with an amazing idea for Disney.
Journey to the center of the girth. Where it's like big girl porn. Yeah.
Big girl porn.
It's the BBW porn.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Super into it.
So what, we just go 20,000 leagues under the sea men?
Yeah.
Just add men to the end of it?
Yeah.
There you go.
Lady and the Tramp, but Tramp's not a dog.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you don't even have to change the name.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be like, you know, it can't all just be man and woman. It has to be.
Is Lady or still women the and dog? Women?
It's yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, just
make okay. It's got to be different Wait, kinds.
This is weak, but I don't care. The Mandapornian.
Oh God.
Mm.
No.
No. That's no.
You're fired.
Mandacumian.
That see that's,
well, I,
that's,
I guess you can keep Beauty and the Beast the same too. You got to cover that niche, you know, little
yeah.
segment of porn, you know, bestial things.
Beauty and the Bestiality.
Yeah. There it yep. is. There, yeah.
Yep.
yeah.
That's clear. I mean, that's pretty much what it is anyway, right?
I mean, it is.
The Little Spermaid.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. I like that.
Under the Seed. Under the Seed.
101 orgies.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's just Disney movies being renamed as porn.
The Aristocats.
Yep.
Literally just
yeah, actually you could have just left that The Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Like the joke.
A movie about sex on ecstasy called Bed Knobs and Broomsticks. Like
yeah, whoa. Exactly.
Hey, oh, yeah. Broomsticks.
You could still say Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because he robbing that hood, a little yep. hood. Yeah.
Or no, or there's...
But he's not circumcised.
He's not circumcised, yeah. That's
so Jungle Book becomes a weird white-black porn, like interracial porn, Jungle
Ooh.
Book. Yeah.
Ooh.
Jungle Book.
It's weird that that's it's edgy in the conversation mad. We're talking
it's
about.
So crazy.
But I brought it up, it's fine.
That's the edgy part.
That's the one we're talking about, all this terrible shit, and then it's just like Jungle... Ooh, no,
Ooh,
I don't know.
Hold on.
And of course, the song Jungle Love pops in my head. Yeah. So.
Driving me mad, making me crazy.
There you go.
Because everything's better when wet. The sword and the bone.
The sword and the bone.
Yeah.
Mike's just trying to change the subject.
Yeah, I'm absolutely trying.
No.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, the sword and the bone. I like that one.
The black baldron.
So wait, Sleeping Beauty becomes a date rape porn.
Oh, no. That was always date rape. Like,
I mean, well, it should just star James Dean at that point, because that's...
Wow!
Wow! Way to come in with your like hardcore porn references,
swinging.
Like
literally,
yeah,
swinging.
Man.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. That's fantastic.
I mean,
well, I'm done.
I know things.
we just shut Will down. He's like, all right, I can't beat that. He's like, just bring in James Dean. Fuck it.
He's already kind of done that in porn and in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean,
well, I mean, he's dead, but. He did that when he was alive?
No. James, no, there's a porn star named James Dean.
Oh, is there?
That
has, I didn't know
oh,
that.
Yeah, no, James Dean, D-E-E-N. And apparently he did,
he raped and sexually assaulted some
porn stars.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
How can you be a porn star and...
He's also he also does
how do you
submissive,
that?
Like, sex kind of stuff. Like, yeah, off
you're
camera.
Getting... Like, I don't understand.
No, because
that.
It's not even about getting sex. It's not because sexual assault and rape, like, is never necessarily about whether or not you're getting
it's
sex.
It's about the dominant thing.
It's
about the
control. It's being in charge.
I do get that. It's just like, God, why?
No,
like,
Winona Ryder shoplifted. She didn't need to shoplift. Like,
it was all off camera, and it was like
compulsion.
His girlfriend at the time, like, said that stuff, and other people, like. Yeah.
Other people came forward, like believable people that,
like,
wow.
And now he just like lives in Wyoming and he still does porn, but just like he has like his own website. I don't think he does like big porn.
Well, he
anymore.
Won't be starting his own streaming service.
He will not.
The
don't.
James Dean streaming service.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, no, he does on his website.
Well,
like
on his
you
website,
can buy.
Yeah.
But
he's
he'll...
not going to be an app on Roku.
Apparently, I used to at my old job. I was talking to someone and they were like, oh, my friend had sex with him. I was like, what? And she like paid to have sex with him. Like, you can pay to have sex with him and it has to be on his website.
Oh, so he's a prostitute now.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Oh,
but see,
well.
Women want to have sex with him.
Really?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. He's kind of cute.
Yeah, but you know, and I have plenty of friends who are into
he's got a nice dick. So.
Yeah, I know, but like... But I have friends that are into trash boys, but like there's a level of trash boy that when they like raped and sexually assaulted people, where it's like, ugh.
Like before that came out, I was like, ooh. And then it was like, oh
no.
Shit.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
So basically, you're mind, you're like, what a waste of a pretty little
famous. Why can't I think of his name?
I don't know what,
I mean, there's like tons of beautiful like porn stars that are women. And there's very few guys like that are just like,
actually,
yeah, their dicks are big, but like, are they really that good looking?
A lot of Ron Jeremy's and not a lot of...
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Fair.
It's not that's even that it. They're fat, but it's just like, they're not... There's very few very good looking ones.
That's your forerunner of who's going to start the porn streaming service.
Is Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
This message is for you.
He gets there with Jenna Jameson, who has a very successful porn business.
Right.
Didn't they have a show on Showtime, too? See, I'm telling you, Showtime, this is the gateway to the porn industry.
You get the two biggins. You get Ron Jeremy and Jenna Jameson to start a fucking porn streaming service that shows up on Roku and shit like that, and you make it, you get the porn parody stuff in there, you get the softcore as well, and that's the lead in. It's like, this is for the family, but for when the kids go to bed, here's the rest of it.
I don't know, I think there's something to do with like Showtime there. I feel like Showtime has led, I mean, HBO had like Real Sex, and that was pretty much
it. Right.
Showtime liked that show.
Showtime had like Red Shoe Diaries and like two or three other shows.
Really, I didn't give a shit about Red Shoe.
They got a lot grimier with
it. They had Gigolos, which was absolutely ridiculous, but so funny.
Oh, HBO had the reality show with the prostitutes, too. What was that called?
Cat House?
No, that was in Vegas. I'm talking about the ones where they go, it was like Taxi Cab Confessions or something like that.
Well, there were Confessions of a Call Girl.
Confessions of a Call Girl.
Yeah.
That was a drama series, though, I think, right?
Yeah, but they were Call Girls. Clearly, they just talked about their Johns.
And Rose from Doctor Who was in that series.
But they just talked about their Johns, right? So
I think Cat House was actually a documentary series, wasn't it?
Cat House was documentary.
Cat House was done, and they would show what they could because private, you know, they paid for, you know, the privacy of it. That place is still open, too, actually. You can still go to the Cat House and, you know. Pay some money is in Nevada.
What's? I don't understand. What is that supposed to?
You can insert
your penis inside of a lady who's willing to take your penis.
I thought he meant
money.
Like use mouthwash because.
I didn't do that though. That's you.
I thought you were just really shitty at using mouthwash.
No, I think you're just mimicking what you make after you get done with me.
Well, you have to be like you have to say all the sounds.
All the sounds.
Yeah, all the stuff.
Oh, what was the comedian that did that shit all the time? He'd make all the fucking sex noises.
I got that from The Simpsons.
Oh, that was Homer. Homer did that.
Well, no, Homer didn't do it. It was just like someone was talking to Homer, he was just like, "Oh, you're gonna," and then he just kept going and going.
So it was a conversation
very,
with Homer.
Very old episode.
Yeah.
You know.
Gotcha.
And he's like, "Stop it! I love my wife." It was a very old episode.
Oh, I remember
very
that.
Very deep cut of The Simpsons, you guys, which is now available on Disney Plus.
On Disney Plus.
Fucking sweet. Every episode of The Simpsons ever.
Every episode ever.
Fuck. Right. How many goddamn episodes are there?
I don't. What's 30 times 2? What's 30 times 25? Yeah.
Over 600.
Holy fucking piss.
Yeah. Over 600.
There's a lot.
Much many's.
There's a lot.
I've seen almost all of them.
Let's binge watch it right now.
Yeah. No. God, no. No.
You got 3 months?
No shit. I mean,
just 3?
No, 3 months just nonstop all day. Like you take like 5 to 6 hours of sleep
a
night.
And I think I could do it. I binged 7 seasons of Supernatural in 2 months.
Jesus.
Oh, I got you beat. I didn't pick up on Supernatural until season 9. And I did that in a month and a half.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I did 7 seasons in 2 months, and then I was burnt out. So then I waited until season 9.
You sound like people at the bar
9.
Talking about how much they drank one night, but it's just binging.
Binging, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I watched binged season 8, and then I watched season 9 on TV, and I've been watching it on TV since.
So see, I watched through season 9 on Netflix, and I had DVR'd season 10 as it had already been airing, so that way I could just pick up and got season 10.
Because all my friends told me to watch it, and then all those friends don't watch it anymore.
Amazing radio.
Losers.
Why are you? Hobbit just hates because he can't talk about it. He likes to be the center of attention.
I'm unemployed. I'm going to binge something.
I do
right
run
now.
A fucking podcast network. Like, okay. You're not wrong.
I know I'm not.
I'm not going to deny it. Like, motherfucker, I'm on stage half my fucking time, and the other time I'm in a studio in my house talking into a microphone to send it into the world and be like, please pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. So when you don't get all the attention, you have to deal with it sometimes. You're
got a podcast.
You're like a child.
Hey, did you know I have a podcast?
So I have a podcast.
Do you know we have merch?
Do you know I'm from California?
Yeah, that's
California.
That's another one.
Yeah.
From LA.
One day I'm going to nail a sign in the back on his back that says, I'm from San Diego. And I'll get the town right, but it's just going to be a nail in his fucking back. And it'll take one swoof with a hammer and just nail a sign to his back.
That'll be fun for me.
It'll teach you a lesson.
True.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so with that note of just solid abuse to my co-host, we're done. Like we talked about all the sexy that should be coming to the streaming universe.
That was a fun episode, actually, talking about porn. Yeah,
lots of porn.
Lots of porn. That's what needs to happen.
We're saying that.
Agreed.
Yeah, agreed.
I want to watch the whole episode once.
Oh.
Oh.
Although, not just the Bazzer's excerpt.
What did they call it, a streaming service or a roping service?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, we're spent. We are done. No money for cab fare. Good night. Go home.
GUI Nights.
GUIPodcast.com.
Geeks, we've got some events coming up here in Richmond, Virginia that you definitely want to come and check out in December that I definitely want to get out here. On the 7th of December is the Creatures Grim Toy Run to raise money and toys for the Children's Hospital, and that's going to be at another round in Lakeside. And let us definitely not forget Punks for Presents. This is the 14th year that they're doing Punks for Presents. The dates are December 6th at Bandito's Burrito Lounge, Friday, December 6th. Saturday, December 7th, after you've finished doing the toy run at another round with some live music and me as an MC, then go on down to two venues, the Fuzzy Cactus, and then the venue right across the street, Boogaloo's Bar and Grill, for some good old Punks for Presents fun. Then on December 11th, head over to Sticky Rice to dine and donate. Friday, December 13th, Friday the 13th at Wonderland for some Punks for Presents action. Then on the 14th, Saturday the 14th at the Camel. And then finally, December 19th at the Camel for Gritty City Records for the Kids 5. Check out all this info at GUIPodcast.com and follow our social media for updates. We'll see you there.